Hey, thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about preparing your property for sale.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about considering when you will be a seller on the property you're purchasing now. So as you purchase a home now, you've got to, or investment property, sorry there, Bob.
Right.
When you make the purchase, you're really defining a lot of things that will not change when you turn and you're a seller with that same property.
And there are certain of those things that cannot be changed will cause a discount unless you can find someone that views the property exactly as you did. And if you're buying a property with clear, visible defects, at least now defects in normal taste for real estate, you better be getting a fairly decent discount because that's going to be a discounted property when you later sell it.
Just last week, I was in a home and they definitely, we all agreed, needed a new carpet in that house. And they're saying, could we do a carpet allowance? That is to say, we'll sell you this home for $300,000 and we'll give you $5,000 towards new carpet of your choice. The concept seems appealing.
However, the majority of people that I deal with on income producing properties, they'll look potentially for value add opportunities where they can buy something, add money to it creatively, and cause an increase in property value in excess, well in excess of the cost of whatever they put into the property. But they frequently will look at something and think, ooh, I don't like it. Show me something different. They're not particularly creative.
No tolerance for anything that needs
bingo
to be.
Right.
I find also there's a big disadvantage in doing that because really what you're saying is you'll take $295 for the home. In this case, example of $300,000, $5,000 towards carpet, you would take $295 as is,
right.
And so if you're looking at it that way, you should price it at $295 as is, because in the internet world, you're going to miss the buyer that was willing or able, and this price point especially, to go to $295 but not $300. Those margins are pretty lean for those folks at that price point. So you don't want to miss buyers because you've put a cushion in for negotiating it back out or doing the carpet. In addition, like you said, Bob, there's low tolerance. Next is what they'll say when they see a hot property that's not ready for their family. Lots of two-income folks that don't have the skills or interest in improving it after they own the property.
Exactly. And that's a tough situation. What do you do about it? Well, you can make the property as attractive as possible, but don't over-improve it for the neighborhood.
Perfect. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.